Alina didn't want to argue. The common matryoshka must seem pretty shabby to Kat. Alina wanted to ask for it back. You'd better put this thing away. But would you wind up the music part so I can hear it? Just once? And let the whole village know about it? Are you mad? Just then, from inside the cabin, a shriek, accompanied by a wail, the voice of Miss Bristol.
Oh my, good heavens.
You clot,
cried the voice that Alina had come to identify as that of Great Aunt Sophia. You are trying to kill me.
Miss Ekaterina, come quickly,
cried Miss Bristol.
Bring a towel.
Child, save me from this murderess,
insisted Great Aunt Sophia. Kat had turned pale. She went to thrust the egg into Alina's hands and leap up. But Alina reared back, her palms up in the air.
I can't touch that. I'll ruin it. I'll dirty it. I'll drop it. I'll give it lice.
She's stabbed me with her scissors. I'm dying.
For a dying woman, the great aunt had a voice that was full of vigor.
It's just a little blood. Oh, my smelling salts.
Don't you dare faint at the sight of blood, or I'll stab you with the scissors.
A loud clunk. Apparently Miss Bristol had disobeyed her employer and collapsed upon the floor.
Open the box, hissed Kat. I can't run in there with this in my arms.
Alina fumbled at the key to the lid. It wouldn't turn.
Child,
bellowed the great aunt.
Oh, mailed. I'm coming, Tante Sophia.